Welcome back to The Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Harvey Weinstein, the accusations and accounts of alleged sexual abuse dating back years have dominated the news cycle for the past couple of weeks. Here to help us sort out where things stand now is former prosecutor and the host and founder of Proof with Jill Stanley. It's great to say hello to Jill Stanley. Hey, Jill, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Ed. How are you?
Terrific. It's always great to have you on. All right. This went from whispers 2 weeks ago to an all-out chorus of accusation, most notably after stories appeared in both the New Yorker and in the New York Times. Where do things stand right now?
Yeah, I actually love how you just described that because it really was whispers. Weinstein knew this was coming. Mm-hmm. Everyone kind of knew this was coming. These articles were coming, both of them, actually. And then I like whisper to chorus. I don't know. What's a better word than chorus? What's stronger than chorus? Because we are definitely outside of the chorus right now. We are definitely in a full-blown, I don't know, maybe a punk rock concert at
this
point.
I think so, yes.
These came as a really interesting one-two punch. Both publications knew. They were both working on this story, and it was very interesting, kind of the timing, the way the two came out. The New Yorker knew the New York Times was
right.
potentially going to scoop them, but it actually didn't turn out to be really a scoop at all. They held back and said, we're not totally 100% with our article. We're going to hang on. And they came out about 4 or 5 days later, and their story kind of just really was the proverbial nail in the coffin mm-hmm. in that they were the ones who had the rape allegation.
And it seemed to be the gateway for all of these other accusations. We've had approximately 36 women come forward, and now these are charges not just of lewd comments. Some of these are all-out accusations of rape. Now, let's talk statute of limitations.
Great.
New
yes.
York, where some of these attacks supposedly allegedly happened, there is no statute of limitations when it comes to rape. Is that true?
That is correct. Since 2006, prior mm-hmm. to 2006, there was a 5-year statute, but since 2006, the statute was abolished, which means you can bring the claim at any time. The prosecutors can charge the alleged defendant here. It would be Harvey Weinstein at any time. So as long as the incidents occurred post 2006, he can be charged. If they occurred prior to 2006, the change in the law is not retroactive. So he'll be safe from anything prior to 2006.
Okay. Now, last week there was, it turns out he's in Phoenix right now in
yes.
rehab. That's where he
yes.
was when he had his conversation with the Weinstein Company the other day when they were trying to figure out if they were going to fire him. But there was conversation and there was a hint that he was planning to go to Europe for rehab at first. And when I heard that, to me, that screamed Roman Polanski. That's
yeah, right.
not a good idea. No.
Not a good idea. I actually went on record the very day that rumor was spread. I said whoever his lawyer is going to be pretty clear that he should not leave the country. I think it was very wise to keep him in the United States. That was smart decision-making, and it allows him to kind of be part of his defense in a different way and a little bit part of the conversations. And we, again, don't have that kind of major embarrassment of bringing him back to the U.S. I actually don't think, like Roman Polanski, he is a flight risk.
Mm-hmm.
I think he has too much at stake in the United States in terms of family
right.
to leave. But you know what? In these times, nothing is surprising.
Now, he not only faces the possibility of criminal charges, but he could have massive civil problems as well. You've got all of these accusations coming, and you can see where this is headed. This could be as much of a headache, both criminally and civilly, for him at this point.
Oh, yeah. In fact, criminally, what we have going on, I think there are about 4 cases in the UK that are currently being investigated, 4 cases of rape, and my understanding that there are 3 currently in the United States that we know about. I'm pretty confident there's stuff we do not know about.
Mm-hmm.
The information is coming out fast and furious, but I do believe the investigators, police, law enforcement, prosecutors who are looking at these cases are being quiet about things. Revelation of what Manhattan DA's office did with that audio of the actress of the sting operation was bad press, really bad press
yeah.
for the DA's office. So I think that people are holding their investigations, their information close to the vest. So I think there are other things going on we do not yet know about. And so criminally, we're dealing with what happens. Criminally, we know we're dealing with either fines. I think we're well past fines here. Fines or jail time, prison.
Mm-hmm.
And civilly, sky's the limit, civilly.
Yeah.
And I personally am really interested in hearing from the women who left Hollywood because of this. The women who left Hollywood because either they couldn't take it and didn't want to be in this world, in the world of the casting couch, or B, were blackballed by Harvey Weinstein. Because we really haven't heard from all of them yet. We've heard a little bit of rumblings, and there have been some great essays online written by people who have had this experience with him. But I this number is going to keep growing. It's not going to stop at, you know, 35 or whatever we're up to. And I do think he runs the risk of facing some lawsuits. However, statute of limitations on the civil suits are much more significant.
Really?
Yes. And actually, one thing I wanted to point out that is... I think really interesting and important to recognize about statute of limitations. We've already talked about New York, right? Mm-hmm. So California, because that's probably, you know, California and Utah are probably the other two places where we're going to see a lot of Harvey Weinstein action, only because that's where he spends the bulk of his time. He's from New York. He's obviously a Hollywood producer, and he was always at Sundance. So those are the three states I think we're going to see most contact with victims of Harvey Weinstein. California had a statute of limitations on rape. It was only recently abolished within the past year, and 100% because of Cosby.
Wow.
So all the Cosby victims, all except one, 60 women claiming drugs, sexually assaulted by Cosby, only one went to court. And as we know, that was a mistrial in June and is being retried in April. But because of Cosby's victims being barred from bringing their criminal cases, California abolished their statute of limitations.
Wow, just in time for Harvey.
Yep, just in time for Harvey, but not really, because it just is in effect now.
Exactly.
And it's not retroactive.
Right.
So he's still okay, pretty much, in California, unless he's done something in the past few months. Colorado and Nevada also extended theirs as a direct result of Cosby to 20 years. They didn't abolish it, but good, healthy 20-year statute of limitations. Mm. So let's talk about the civil lawsuit statute of limitations. That's where it's not great for women. And if these are work-related claims, sexual harassment, then those could be time-barred for years already now, because, and this law is very complex, so I'm going to kind of keep it simple. You have to either present your matter to the EEOC and get a right to sue letter, sometimes within 180 days of the harassing behavior, sometimes within a year, depending on how the statutes are written in terms of what state laws apply, what federal laws apply. New York, you have the opportunity to not go just through the EEOC. You can go through the regular court system, and then it's only a 3-year statute of limitations. So at the outside number, I think it's 3 years for most of these cases. So he's actually going to be pretty safe on most of these cases related to harassment. Now, he may have other cases brought against him by investors, by in a more kind of a business context. So I think he's going to be lawyered up for a really long time.
You know, it's amazing. You talk about how the change came because of the Cosby situation when it came to the rape allegations and thus and the abuse allegations. And now we're talking about civil statute of limitations. Do you think that we could see at some point changes in those statutes in some of these states because of a case like this? This isn't some guy running some window manufacturer somewhere in Indianapolis. Harvey Weinstein, Hollywood, you were talking on the cusp of pop culture here. You talk about the ultimate in notoriety. Are we going to see legal reform down the road because of this in some way?
Well, that is a great question that I have not yet thought about. I would love that as a woman, as an American citizen. I would love to see that change. As a lawyer, I can understand why you don't want a statute of limitations on civil lawsuits more than 3 years. I can understand that due to needs for certainty, due to securing of evidence. I strongly agree with the change in the criminal arena, and I think I am more concerned about that. Civil cases, obviously, very serious. It affects people's ability to earn a living. Many women have been financially impacted by this, and not to mention the emotional impact. So I, you know, I'm going to have to think about that one, Ed. I would be surprised on that. There have been complaints for a very long time about this very short statute of limitations, because this is not just specific to Harvey Weinstein and the land of Hollywood. It's anyone, exactly, like the person who works in a shop in Indianapolis.
Sure.
She is also bound by this statute. And it is hard to speak up. And perhaps if there was an extended statute of limitations, perhaps people would feel more comfortable standing up, though most victims don't know about the statute of limitations.
We're finding that it was almost impossible for women to stand up and say something, because if you said something, your livelihood would go away. You would be blackballed from the industry, and that's the way it was. That is the whole idea of the casting couch. And it's amazing to me how this industry sort of cocooned around this man because he was so profitable and so powerful and protected him for all of these years. And now the dam has broken, and you cannot stop what's coming at this point. And it is going to be in the news for quite a long time.
I actually love that the dam has broken. And if I, as you know, I always try to look at the positive side of any really bad legal situation. Mm-hmm. And to me, I have almost a giddiness, almost an excitement about what I see as it has to change. It is going to change. This is changing now. And I don't want to be Pollyanna about it, but I think that these stories are coming so fast and furious, and he was such a powerhouse that this is the moment for change, and it's kind of exciting in that way because it has been going on. The casting couch has been on since 1910.
Yeah.
It's time to kind of put that casting couch out to pasture at this point, and move on to a just more free and equal society. And it is well timed for that. So I remain very optimistic about what this massive explosive story will do for women and the way we are treated in the workplace.
It will continue to develop, and we will continue to talk with Jill as we go through the entire process. When the worlds of entertainment and law collide, there is only one person, Jill Stanley, and only one entity, Proof with Jill Stanley, to sort out the collision. ProofwithJillStanley.com. Follow Jill on Twitter and Instagram. As always, Jill Stanley, thank you so much for joining us here on The Weekend.
Thank you, Ed.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is The Weekend.